This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's got politics, romance and drama. Three passionate men competing for the heart of one woman while the Russian Revolution unfolds around them. The classic story of Dr. Zhivago won its author, Boris Pasternak, a Nobel Prize for Literature, which he declined under pressure from the Soviet Union. But the story, of course, lives on, both in the novel, the classic 1965 film, and now, for the first time, a major musical starring Anthony Warlow. Lucy Simon is the composer of the new show. Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
I'm so delighted to be in Sydney and to be able to talk to you for a few moments.
Well, thank you. And so what was it about the story of Dr. Zhivago that inspired you to want to see it in a musical?
Well, that's a huge question, and the answer is huge, but I will start out by just saying that after I'd done The Secret Garden, which was many years ago, I had loved it so much that I wanted to do something that I loved as well. When you're going to put your heart and soul into something like creating a musical, you have to really love it and feel it's an important thing to do. Now, at that point, I wanted to do something Russian because I loved the Russian music. And the palette hadn't been used that much in musical theater. There was the Borodin Kismet and maybe a little bit of Fiddler on the Roof had that Russian genre. So I went through the what did I love about Crime and Punishment and War and Peace and Anna Karenina and Brothers Karamazov, and I found that they all sort of had this tragic ending. But then Dr. Zhivago, I read through, and I was so thrilled that it really is about resurrection. It's about, though Dr. Zhivago dies at the end of the story, it's his poetry, his art, and his love of Lara, and his love of his of country that allows him to live on. And that to me is the spectacular theme in Dr. Zhivago that made me want to do this.
I guess when you create a musical, you have to live it and breathe it for a long time,
You're
don't
not
you?
Kidding.
So when did you start working on this piece?
Well, it was about 15 years ago that I went to get the rights to do this piece from the Pasternak Estate and representatives of the Pasternak Estate. I started working with Des Makanoff and my collaborators on this almost, I guess, in 2002, 2003. We sat down with pencil and paper and pianos and
yeah,
right.
And I understand that you had Anthony Warlow in mind for quite some time.
Well, I did, because I was in Australia in 95 to see The Secret Garden, and Anthony was the star of that then. And when I heard that, when I heard his voice for the first time, I just melted. As I gather, it's not an unusual response.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I remember the first time I saw him in the Phantom of the Opera, and yeah, amazing experience.
I can't believe that you're hearing anything quite as spectacular. And here he was singing my music, so this was just an amazing experience for me. And at that point, I had not gotten the rights to Dr. Zhivago. I had just been thinking about it. But I went backstage and told him how wonderful he was, and I said, if I ever do Dr. Zhivago, I think you are my Dr. Zhivago.
Oh.
So it was really very exciting that this all...
That it came to fruition.
Came to fruition. And it was an amazing thing for both Anthony and for me to, to have these 15 years elapse and then suddenly come together again.
Yeah. You mentioned that it was around sort of 2002, 2003 when you actually got down there with the piano and started collaborating on it. How does the process of writing a musical actually work? Like, do you work with the lyricists, or do they hand you their lyrics and then you go away and compose it? Or what's the process like?
It really works both ways. Because I was so involved with this for such a long time. I had already created some melodies that I wanted to use, and I gave them to the lyricists, and they said, yes, we want to use this. we know that this can go someplace. And then they would come to me with things. But it all really is generated from the book and how Michael Weller and Des Makanoff saw how this book would be transformed to the stage, because this is very different from the film translation of the novel to the film. This is, the film has that wonderful visual thing of, you know, the eyes of Omar Sharif and the beauty of Julie Christie and the glorious landscape of snow and daffodils and trains and so on. So we have to do this with a different language. So it is important to find the language that suits the stage. Now, in the film, if you've seen it, there's very little dialogue in it. Mm. You know, you get what the story through the filmic possibilities. But Michael Weller had to find the actual story that we were going to tell, which you actually very nicely said in the beginning, three men in love with one woman, two women with one man. But we have to create the points in this story that can be dramatized and create the threads that go through it to create the whole.
Well, I heard that you wrote a new song, right, sort of, at the end during rehearsals.
Oh, of course we did. Of course we did.
Crazy.
A song that we just finished about 3 weeks ago. A song that is called He's There, which is a song that Lara sings in the top of the second act when she's been thinking about Yuri for years since their separation, and she wants to comfort another woman whose husband has just been captured by the army and taken away. And the other woman says, "He's gone, he's gone." And Lara says, "No, he's not gone." And she says, "Like sunlight in a winter chill, he's there. Sparrows on the windowsill, he's there." So it's always having the presence of this person who is so important to you in your heart, in your mind. And it's actually, you know, a beautiful Christian hymn.
It sounds quite touching, yeah.
It is. It's to somebody you love. It's to somebody that you feel is always there with you.
Yeah. Now, Lucy, before I let you go, I guess I have to mention that you come from quite an overachieving family in the creative arts with your sister, Carly Simon, and your parents who founded Simon & Schuster, the publishing house. So you've got this musical influence there, but also this storytelling from the publishing, which seems like a great combination for what you're doing now. I mean, how much of an influence has that background been over this course that your life has taken?
Well, tremendously. Mm. And you're absolutely right. I would hate to think it's overachieving. I think it's just... we have had the great fortune of being able to express what our art is and pass it on in the world. I mean, it's just a great privilege. Mm. It's also a responsibility, in a sense, to do it in a way that honors the source. I mean, I'm now referring to Pasternak. My responsibility in honoring the source is very important to me, as my father, when he became a publisher, honored the artist, the writer, and we honor the composers and all of the people who've influenced us in our lives.
I suppose it just struck me that you've all gone into these creative pursuits. I believe you've got a photographer in the family as well, but you've all pursued them in your own way, which just suggests that your upbringing really allowed you to explore your own creativity in the ways that you wanted to.
This is right, and our parents really did give us that support and cherished our artistic ability.
Mm-mm. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to me today. I really hope the show goes fantastically well for you when it opens next...
The first preview is the 11th of February, and the opening, the official opening, is the 19th.
Uh-huh.
So we're very much looking forward to, you know, putting it out there to the public. You know, you work in your living room, you work in rehearsal studios, you work over the phone for so long, and... And now it is being born into, into the world. And
yeah.
It's very, very exciting moment for
Must
all of
be.
Us.
Must be. Yes, a very, a wonderful feeling. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Lucy.
Thank you so much. It was nice to talk to you.
That's Lucy Simon. She's the composer of the new Dr. Zhivago, which is opening at the Lyric Theatre and showing throughout February and March.